Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley. Now is the time to enroll.
Call the number on your screen and choose your area of study, including Bible and Theology, Leadership Administration, Communication, Business, Media, Ministry Development, Arts, Humanities, and Culture, and so much more.
Choose a concentration online or on campus between Evangelism, Organizational Leadership, and Pastoral Leadership. Valor is proud to offer a campus-only concentration in Music Ministry with exclusive training from Harvest Music Live.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
Equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
If I could run, I would, and I might try anyway. Just shake yourself. Say, I'm not asleep. I'm not dead. I'm not sick. I'm not broke. I'm not discouraged. I just pray a quickening on all of y'all. A quickening of the Holy Ghost. Say this. Say, faith is greater than fear. Faith is greater than fear. Now shout it like the devil was right in front of you and point your finger at him. My faith is greater than your fear. Fear is the language of hell. Faith is the language of heaven. I'm going to church with people that are alive. And not bound by the spirit of fear. Be seated. Say, my faith is greater than the devil's fear. So this study was done at Chapman University, very well respected, for the year 2025. They came up with the 10 greatest fears among American citizens. What are the 10 things? And I mean, it was a survey to beat all surveys. What are you afraid of? Ask your neighbor. What are you afraid of? Because fear and faith both directly affect, are you listening to me? Directly affect your behavior. Now, we just come through a season where people worship fear. They worship fear. And if you do, stop it. Just stop it. Fear's not of God. How much does it cost to go to a movie? I haven't been to one so long, I don't even know. Shut up. Did you say $15? Get the offering buckets. For a family of four, that's $60 to get in the door. To be frightened. Over 70% of all Hollywood produced movies are horror films. America is addicted to fear. Oh, I can't do that. I'm afraid of that. I can't do that. I'm afraid of this. I can't go there. I'm afraid of that. Well, all those thousands of people at that church, that makes me nervous. Doesn't make you nervous at a basketball game. I'm just talking true. I'm not even preaching. The 10 greatest things. Here's the first thing I noticed. I read all 10. You know the first thing I noticed? The fear of God was in there nowhere. Fear of eternity was in there nowhere. Fear of missing God. God was in there nowhere. Yet, maybe that's why we have so little wisdom in this country. Because fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And if you're operating in fear, I can draw a straight line to your lack of wisdom. I don't care if you've been in the church 99 years. Learn wisdom. Learn when something is appropriate to say and when it is not. Learn the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Boy, this is good, man. I should have made a sermon out of this. Top fears. You ready? I'm only going to give you three. You ready? The top three. Number one, fear of corruption in government. 70%. And the issue is that the Bible says in John 17:16, you're in this world, but you are not of it. You have dual citizenship. And your first loyalty is to the kingdom of God. And if you're loyal in that kingdom, you'll prosper and flourish no matter what government is in Washington, D.C. Number two, fear of someone I love becoming seriously ill. Okay. All right. 60%, 6 out of 10 people live in fear. Number two fear in the nation, that someone around me that I love will become very ill. Except, he said, I'm the eternally self-existent God who heals you. Except, he said, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He said, Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word and healed them, spirit, soul, and body, and in everything that pertains to life and godliness. What are you afraid of? Jesus didn't give his life so you could be fearful in yours. That's an insult to God. Worry is an insult to God. I thought I heard a choir. What are you afraid of? Fear thou not. Why not? For I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my own righteousness. The same right hand that stretched out to Peter when he was sinking in the sea and lifted him above the waves. You are engraved on his right hand. Stop dealing in the merchandise of fear. Stop letting your prayer life be fear-based. Boy, this is good, man. Number three. This is third on the list. 58% of Americans are afraid of financial collapse in their lives. In their lives, they're afraid financially. Except he said, I'm the Lord your God, I take pleasure in the prosperity of my children. Except the word said, God's enemies are like flowers. They are consumed. I love this. I'm getting a message ready on it. And they go up in smoke. Now, if I took a survey this morning and everybody was honest, it's a higher number than 58% in this room. I know, because I have a mechanism of tracking your behavior, and your behavior has taken a 180. A 180. And I'm just going to tell you, you got to come out of that, because if you get stuck there, you'll be there 20 years from right now. If you don't break that cycle, if you don't say, no, sir, no, ma'am, not today, devil, and let yourself be bound by fear of your finances. Think about this. 70% of Americans say their fear about their finances has made them depressed. 70%. Have you noticed no money's ever left the earth? It's in the wrong hands, but it never left the earth. And Christians need to get out of fear and into faith and get you some. You think you're going to bankrupt heaven? Your father owns the cattle, Kevin, on 1,000 hillsides. And he owns the hillsides too. His name may not be engraved in the mountain. He's still the owner. His laundry mark may not be on the meadow, but he's still the owner. And you are his child, and he is a good, good father. That's who he is. And you are loved by him. That's who you are. So today, let's break the tentacles of fear off of us. 40% of Americans, and I'm done. 40% of Americans, nearly half, say their fear about their finances has made them physically sick. Stress is the greatest killer in America. not heart attacks, stress. Not cancer, stress. And what's everybody stressed about? I just told you, their money. Now, Jesus didn't die so you could be left spiritually dead. He didn't die so you could be left powerless in the earth. And he did not die so you could be sick. And he did not die so you could be fearful about your finances. So today, in the name of Jesus, faith becomes greater than fear. And everybody that believes it, shout like you've never shouted in your life.
Right now, in the final days of 2025, you've got a choice to make. You're at a strategic inflection point where you can't go on like you are. You've got to make a decision. You got to go left or you got to go right. You got to go forward or you got to go back. You got to make a choice. You've heard for 12 months on this breakthrough broadcast that it's God's desire that you enter into a set appointed time of double grace, double favor, and double blessing. The difference, of course, between favor moving into your life and the lack of it is very simple. It's an instruction. When you follow the instruction, you release God to release his favor upon your life. And you always remember this, will you? Favor is never fair, but it's free. When the proper instruction is followed, get me, favor flows forth. It was just that easy. And today, my dear partner, my friend, my fellow believer, it is my prayer. And God answers my prayers. Did you hear me? I believe that. Jesus stood out in front of the tomb of Lazarus. And he said, Father, I know you hear me always. Well, I'm an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And I believe he hears and answers our prayers. And my prayer is that every blessing of God Almighty will flow into your life. Bless your family, multiply your financial stability, and move into one very critical area of your life where you need the hand of God now. The instruction you follow is simply this. So, a Psalm 91 seed to enter into by faith. And that seed is the movement of faith, you see. Faith is always an act, always a movement. So sow a Psalm 91 seed and believe him that you're going to break free from the power of fear in your life. I want you to do as I do. Seek the Holy Spirit's direction about the specific seed that the Holy Spirit is directing you to sow. And then immediately act on that instruction. You can pick up your phone. You can call right now while the Holy Spirit of God is moving. I sense his spirit. He's moving in a powerful and profound and prophetic way right now. So pick up that phone. Call that number. I don't know what God, the Holy Spirit, is speaking to you. Could be a seed of $91. Might be $910. Sown in faith, wrapped in expectancy and with your faith attached to it, always, always include your prayer request. For our New Year's Eve celebration, we are calling it Countdown to Your Victory.
2026 can be your best year ever as you ignite your faith to blast away fear and walk confidently in victory. Dr. Parsley is standing boldly with you, believing for 4 God-sent blessings in the new year: power, peace, protection, and provision for every need. Take up the shield of faith and claim God's promised protection. Sow your Psalm 91 seed faith gift today as a declaration that you believe His promises and are ready to receive His blessings. For your generous Psalm 91 seed of $91 or more, you'll receive 4 powerful resources. Keep your faith strong as you read Psalm 91 from this beautiful print. The book, Fear Not, written specifically to help you and those you love overcome fear. The new 4-part video series, Faith, the Antidote to Fear, and To Walk Each Day in Victory. The enhanced and expanded 365-day devotional, Every Day Matters, from Rod and Joni Parsley. And for those special friends who sow $1,000 or more, we've commissioned an exclusive Shield of Faith from the award-winning Wendell August Forge, a stunning work of art that declares God's protection over your home. Please include your prayer requests for the Countdown to Your Victory New Year's Eve service. Call day or night, write, or visit rodparsley.com. Choose faith. It's the antidote to fear.
I don't know when I felt the anointing so strongly on a daily broadcast of Breakthrough as I have today. And when this word comes alive and active in your life, that's exactly when you'll often face, hear me, your greatest opposition. When God gives you a promise, you got to get ready. What do I mean? You got to dig a ditch. Before you ever see a cloud in the sky, you've got to stand in faith. Lest you be double-minded and unstable, James said, in all your ways. It's time to pray a hedge of protection, guarding the blessing that God is preparing to release into your life in 2026. But you've got to get ready for 2026 now. And I want you to wrap your faith around Psalm 91. Psalm 91. A Psalm 91 seed of protection and promise can be the expression of your faith. As 2025 comes to an end, always remember this, you enter a new season the way you left the old one. This is the time right now between the two to look back and consider all you've sown into God's kingdom this year. And then take account. Don't be found lacking in your obedience to the command of God. Keep the portal of His blessing open with the seed that He's already placed in your hand. I don't know what the amount of your seed should be. That's not for me to tell you. I can suggest things to see if your spirit bears witness with it. I want you to know that you can enter 2026 free from the grasp and the tentacles of fear, full of God's power, His peace, His protection, and His provision. I believe it. I'm believing with you for it. So go ahead, get your phone, open it up, and call that number right there on your screen right now. Sow your very best. Psalm 91 seed. As you sow or give your very best to bless the work of the Lord, $50, $91, $1,000. Put your foot down spiritually and declare, I will not have another year like the one I've spent. I'm ready for God to bless me now. Pick up that phone. Dial that number. You can't dial. You don't have a dial. Press that number into your phone. Or you can visit rodparsley.com. But please, please, please remember to send your most urgent prayer requests so that we can pray over them together on December 31st, New Year's Eve, together, live around the world. Thank you. And God richly bless you.
2026 can be your best year ever as you ignite your faith to blast away fear and walk confidently in victory. Dr. Parsley is standing boldly with you, believing for four God-sent blessings in the new year: power, peace, protection, and provision for every need. Take up the shield of faith and claim God's promised protection. Sow your Psalm 91 seed faith gift today as a declaration that you believe His promises and are ready to receive His blessings. For your generous Psalm 91 seed of $91 or more, you'll receive four powerful resources. Keep your faith strong as you read Psalm 91 from this beautiful print. The book, Fear Not, written specifically to help you and those you love overcome fear. The new four-part video series, Faith, the Antidote to Fear, and To Walk Each Day in Victory, the enhanced and expanded 365-day devotional, Every Day Matters, from Rod and Joni Parsley. And for those special friends who sow $1,000 or more, we've commissioned an exclusive Shield of Faith from the award-winning Wendell August Forge, a stunning work of art that declares God's protection over your home. Please include your prayer requests for the Countdown to Your Victory New Year's Eve service. Call day or night, write, or visit rodparsley.com. Choose faith. It's the antidote to fear.
Celebrating more than 50 years of soul-winning ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. For more information, visit rodparsley.com.